This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome to the Tale of Two Cities on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or two worlds, two countries, two earths. I'm beginning to think that the whole multiverse thing is real, but it's manifesting right over us right now. We are seeing a division like never before, beyond divisiveness between Democrats and Republicans. The attempts of the New World Odor Eaters to divide us by a medical status, medical experimentation status. Are you jabbed or are you not jabbed? And we'll determine whether you're allowed to be free or not. And, of course, the freedom for those who are jabbed, it's constrained within a medical electrified fence. You can have your freedom as long as you keep getting the jabs. What, you told me I'd be free if I got the jabs. Yeah, but that was before we knew that the thing waned, and now we got to add more into the mix. So welcome to your New World Order. Jab people have pseudo-freedom. Not jab people are going to be the outlaws. The outlaws of the Old West, in fact, were not necessarily those who were criminals, by the way. That's an interesting fact of history. I don't know if you know this. But they were the ones who lived outside of the law of a particular area or region. Not that they were necessarily violating people's rights to life, liberty, and property. It's certainly possible that some did, and, you know, I don't deny that. But people decided, you know what, those rules don't apply to me. And, you know, people go, wow, how dare you? Well, who do you think you are? Those rules don't apply to you. Yeah, well, how many of you in this Robert Scott Bell Show audience perceive or believe or wish that the rules for everyone else didn't apply to you? And the rules I'm referring to are not the basic rules of civility and don't steal things and don't break things. You know, I'm talking about the jab mandates, the mask mandates, the distancing mandates. How many of you either wish that they didn't apply to you or realize that they don't apply to you? And that's where we start the show today. It's you, me, and Super D, my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, is with me, making it sound so good as we kick off our weekly broadcast here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication around the world at robertscottbell.com/listen. Super D, you understand what I'm going for here. It's like it's a bizarre world. We've covered politics over the years together, of course, and yes, Democrats hate Republicans on it, but this is far different now. This is now, even though we can see a political divide leaning one way over another, it's still far beyond that because now it applies to even Democrats who don't want to get the jab, black people who don't want to get the jab, Haitian immigrants, if they're allowed in a lot, I don't know. But everybody, Hispanic, it doesn't matter your color, your background, your political orientation. If you don't get the jab, we want a separate world for you. And that world's going to be miserable because you won't be allowed to go anywhere, do anything, eat anything, on and on it goes. This is a science fiction dystopian novel come to real life, or maybe not yet. How close are we, Super D?
Yeah, in my 50-plus years of being on this planet, I've never experienced anything like this before, seen anything like this before. And you're right. I mean, all of the old rules have been tossed out the window as far as, you know, how they used to divide and conquer people. They've never done anything like this before. It's like, where is that line that you were so used to before? It was very easy, right? Mm-hmm. Right versus left. Yeah. Democrats versus Republicans, conservatives versus liberals, black people versus white people. You know, I mean, you know, gay people versus straight people. I mean, you know, there's been so many of them.
Long for those simplicity days? Is that what you're saying?
Back in my day, it was very simple.
I don't think you're not arguing for the Hegelian dialectic. You're acknowledging that the simplicity of it exists.
I am pointing out what is becoming more and more the obvious, which is where is the line? Where is it now? Mm-hmm. And what they've done in a lot of places is they have now created the vaxxed versus unvaxxed now. And that, and you're right that, you know, that's all of what it is that we were used to, that we were supposed to be angry at people because of XYZ. Now, it's the lines are blurred. And now it's like, if you're unvaxxed, it doesn't matter. You've got gay unvaxxed, you've got black mm-hmm. unvaxxed, you've got yep. white unvaxxed, you've got Democrat unvaxxed, yep. you know? So, it's like a whole new battle plan here now.
A new coalition. And, you know, I've said this so many times, too, back in the day, because you've been with me for a while on the air. 1-3% of the people that had questions about vaccines or could have been considered anti-vaxxers, whatever, right? Now we're talking about 20, 30, 40, 50% of the people have some questions. And as we go through some of these stories here, if you think I'm exaggerating on these percentages, again, you'll find out that the blurring the lines is, I think it's going to be good ultimately for the restoration of what really matters, and that is respecting the freedom of people, individuals, to make choices for their own health and their lives and their livelihood that are none of your business, right? None of your business, none of the government's business, etc. We have a story here out of the armed forces, the Navy, and the Navy brass is claiming that it will discharge all sailors refusing the COVID-19 jab if they don't have an exemption. But why should they need an exemption? Since when does the federal government have the ability to mandate an experimental injection like this? Now, I think there were times in the history of the military where they said it's an urgent emergency during wartime and you're going to be exposed to gases and different things, and they do it anyway. But as a general rule, even the federal government can't violate that when it's a grand experiment and not fully approved. And, of course, the controversy here is, well, the FDA supposedly approved Comirnaty, but yet where is it? It ain't anywhere on U.S. shores at any U.S. military base domestically or wherever we're stationed. So the upwards of, who knows, is it 30%? Is it 40%? How significant is it to lose? And I pointed this out. If you have a workforce and 10% suddenly doesn't show up one day, you think 90% can cover it, because it sounds, it's 90%. But, man, there are some critical people of the 10% that are missing that are more than the 10% that are missing. And so what happens to the U.S. Navy? Isn't this a risk to the security of the United States to just dismiss outright soldiers, sailors that don't want to become human experiments and pincushions that violate the Nuremberg Code? I mean, Super D, what the hell is going on? This is the military.
It is. It is. And, you know, the military is made up of humans.
Yeah.
They're working on that, I think.
Yeah.
But, just because you're in the military doesn't mean you're less human. Mm-hmm. Even though some may argue that they try and make you less human when you're in the military. But according to this article here, it's a pretty high number here. It says as of Wednesday of last week, mm-hmm. 94% of active duty sailors have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, with 99% having received the first dose. This is according to the Navy.
Okay.
So we're talking about it's a small number. If 99% have received the first dose, that's 1% that's had no vaccine whatsoever. So what's 1% of the Navy? I don't know what that number is.
Well, it seems like a small fraction compared to the numbers or percentages that I've been hearing.
Right.
If we look at, you know, their policy here, they say those who are separated for refusing the vaccine will be discharged with no lower than a general discharge under honorable conditions. So that's a little different change. Remember, they were going to threaten them with, you know.
They were wanting to do a dishonorable discharge.
Right, they were. That has changed. Those refusing the vaccine cannot be promoted, advance, re-enlist, or execute orders outside of one's involved involving separation. Any officer who refuses to be vaccinated will have any promotions delayed. Since the vaccination is mandatory, service members who refuse the vaccine will be temporarily reassigned depending on operational readiness or requirements of the mission, according to NAV Admin 225/21. Now, it also says that Navy personnel can seek and request an exemption for medical or religious reasons. And having COVID-19 in the past or having a positive serology test for the disease will not exempt a service member. So here they you know, talk about anti-science. It's like, good Lord, how many scientists and doctors are finally acknowledging, and it's mainstream news everywhere, that natural immunity is superior than the artificial induced immunity, which wanes very rapidly. And the Navy's going, well, that doesn't count. All right, so the Navy can be anti-science? I guess so. But medical and religious reasons, how hard is it to get? I'll hazard a guess they'll probably say, well, you used to get shots, so what the hell happened? No, we're not going to allow it, right? They'll just dismiss the request for an exemption too. So I think just it's an absolute mess, and it's just not the Navy. If we look in the city of Chicago, which you know is a very left-leaning liberal city, and the big shoulders, if you will, the city of big shoulders where they want to vaccinate everybody now, up to half now of Chicago police could be put on unpaid leave over vaccine dispute. And this is a really sneaky way to go about it, too, because they know this mayor, this scumbag mayor, who is this mayor of Chicago? Not pleased with Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, yeah.
Yeah, light her foot. Now, she is saying you have to get it or else. But it's not or else you're fired. You'll be put on unpaid leave. What does that mean? It means you'll have no cause of action. Or limited or a more difficult time going into court because, you know, what's the thing? You haven't been fired. You still have a job. Oh, sir, you're on unpaid leave, but you still have a job. And so she knows by doing that, they can smoke you out. In other words, when you're hungry enough, you'll come back to get the jab because, you know, you're not being paid even though you haven't been fired. I think it's, again, it's a scumbag move. She said police union president John Catanzara, was trying to induce an insurrection by telling officers to ignore a deadline to report vaccine status. Well, look, if you're their union representative, shouldn't you stand up for the rights of the union members? And that includes not being subject to wanton new rules that didn't go through collective bargaining. I'm not a big union guy, but I understand the way some of this works. And a Cook County judge ruled that that guy, the head of the union, could not make any more public statements to encourage members to reject or refuse to comply with the city's vaccination policy. So violations of freedom of speech are par for the course now.
Dude, isn't it interesting all the battle lines that have been drawn?
It is.
So many different places right now. And this is just one of many that we've covered on the show and that are currently going on. Where people are standing up and saying no.
Yeah, these battle lines going into domestic disputes and divorces, too. We'll do that after we come back here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so
either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So the disputes are on, the battle lines are being drawn, and more people are coming over to where the water is warm and nice and lovely and clean and non-toxic. That is, those of us who say, you know what, we simply should have a right to say, no, no thank you, politely or impolitely, doesn't matter. We don't want your stinking jab. Yet that is where we are drawing on a bigger and bigger coalition by the day. As you said, Superdon, earlier, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, yellow, Hispanic, a foreigner that's come to this country legally, preferably, or a liberal, a Democrat, an independent, a libertarian, a conservative, a Republican, or a constitutionalist. Doesn't matter. You're finding that the rights to bodily autonomy are being basically arbitrarily ruled not yours because of an experimental jab that has proven to be an utter failure. Evidenced by the fact that they keep wanting to add more jabs because the first two didn't work, or else why would you need a third and a fourth, and on it goes. Critical thinking be damned. And so they want to fire police officers, they want to fire pilots, they want to, and they find out how difficult it is because it isn't like the Navy alleges 1%. I believe they're lying, honestly. I really do. Based on police officers, based on what we're finding out in the various branches of government and the private sector. And now we take these government edicts into judges dealing on domestic disputes like divorce proceedings, and it gets even more disgusting. And I've said this, the dangerous thing that you can do is get a divorce, especially if you have kids, and especially if one parent disagrees with the other on what particular issue. You know what that particular issue is, Super D? I've said it many years. It's not religion. Mm-hmm. It's what?
It's vaccination, right?
It's a vaccination issue. Yeah. That is much, much worse. So a New York City judge has decided to suspend a dad's visits with his kid over what? The fact that the dad has not gotten a COVID jab. I'm not making this up. A Manhattan matrimonial judge has suspended a Long Island father's visitation with his three-year-old daughter unless he gets jabbed or submits to weekly COVID tests. What? Wait a second. It turns out that this dad also already had COVID and overcame it. So what's the basis? What is the basis? And this judge, Matthew Cooper, says the dangers of voluntarily remaining unvaccinated. Remember, the voluntary is meaning you made a choice. During access with a child while the COVID-19 virus remains a threat to children's health and safety cannot be understated. So what are we to say about this, Super D? Think about this. If that's the case, couldn't judges across the land just decide that all parents can lose visitation rights for their own children that
or
are in
custody.
The home and married
families?
I mean,
imagine, you know, the medical kidnappings that we have covered in the past.
Right.
Is this another tool now that CPS is going to use where they can just say, are you vaccinated? No. Well, then we're taking your kids. Yeah.
But both parents are on the same. Wait, what do you mean? There's no divorce here. But what wouldn't this be precedent? If they're saying that a parent can't visit his own child because he's not been jabbed, where does it end?
Yeah.
Think critically, y'all, if you're for this jab mandate. They can take your children because you refuse to become an experimental pincushion, even if everybody in the family has encountered what they call COVID and successfully overcome it.
And look at this here. The ruling apparently requires the father to either get the jab or present a weekly PCR test in addition to a biweekly antigen test within 24 hours of a scheduled visit, which currently takes place every other weekend. I mean, the hoops that this father would have to jump through.
Do you understand why I warned against the medical police state? It's here. It's here. It's right now.
Wow.
If they continue to get away with this. And that's the point of a tale of two cities in this context, a tale of two realities. You have the people willing to go along to get along like sheeple to slaughter. Give me the jab. Oh, give me another jab. Okay, I'll take another jab. Now, some are waking up before it's too late going, nope, I thought the two jabs were enough. I thought the one, but the three, the four. No, sorry. We're no longer playing that. So I think our ranks are swelling in a good way. Not inflammation from a shot, but people are inflamed because they've been lied to. They've been deceived, and they're beginning to see their slave status under the guise of vaccine passports. You'll get your freedom back. If everybody would just get jabbed, everybody could be free again. Oh, yeah, free to get jabbed some more to be free again. Anybody else have a problem with that? Well, this is what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We point out these high-level absurdities that are impacting our lives and our health and our economic livelihood as well. And we'll talk about more of that as the governments around the world continue to adopt a state-sanctioned religion, certainly in the United States in violation of the First Amendment. In other countries, I think there probably are violations, but they might be able to get away with it in Australia. We'll see. More after this. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This past week, an FDA advisory panel approved booster shots for many who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about the need for boosters based on information being gathered both here in the United States and also in Israel while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
Very, very clear that there's waning immunity and that we do need to boost individuals who received any of the three products.
The FDA advisory panel's recommendation will now go to the full organization prior to the issue being taken up by the CDC. Doctors treating former President Bill Clinton hope to send him home from a Los Angeles area hospital on Sunday. The 75-year-old Clinton was admitted to a UC Irvine Medical Center Tuesday for a urinary tract infection. USA Radio News. A manhunt continues for a murderer who killed a Texas deputy in an ambush. A statement from the Harris County Precinct 4 says 30-year-old Deputy Kareem Atkins was killed while trying to detain a suspect outside a Houston bar early Saturday. Officials saying the gunman came out of nowhere and fired on three deputies with a rifle. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has said that parents protesting schools could potentially be threats, calling on the FBI and Department of Justice to take action. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem reacts Sunday on Fox and Friends to political changes being made in various classrooms across the country, saying that she applauds parents for not being afraid to take a stand.
The fact that the Biden administration is investigating parents for caring about their children's education is shocking to me. And the way that they're going after them and investigating them is simply wrong, and it's un-American.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go, y'all. We're back at it on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. When you come on over to the website, please sign up for email alerts. You'll be getting valuable information. Super Don doesn't overwhelm you with emails, but occasionally when we do send them, we really mean them, including we'll be sending out a notice of the bioactive copper hydrocell that has just been made available by our friends at Natural Immunogenics. You all know about Sovereign Silver. Now it's time for Sovereign Copper. And you'll be able to get that at a significant discount with the code RSB20. These are the things we have linked up in the notes and have banners on the side of the page to save you a significant economic output to get things that are great for your healthful input. How's that, Super Don?
Wow. Yeah.
Cool, huh? I made that up. Nice. But what isn't made up is the reality that I'm taking copper hydrosol, and I think everybody else should too. We'll get into why. But other announcements, what else we got? What did we do on Friday's show? We had a great show about gardening.
We had Marjorie Wildcraft on from the Grow Network, and there's a seminar that's coming up, webinar, free webinar, and you'll see it in the show notes. There's a big banner there on how to grow food, even if you're super non, or it's something like that.
That was the funniest thing.
If you have no experience and you're older and out of shape, you can still do it.
Right. Great for Marjorie to do that. It's going to happen live October 23rd. Now, I know some of you are going to be with me at the Truth About Cancer live event, the 22nd through the 24th. And also, if you're not going to be there in person, that is also streaming live for free. So there's a lot of things going on that weekend. But I will say, please sign up for Marjorie Wildcraft's Grow Network webinar, because even if you can't attend it live, you can watch it later. And if you don't sign up, you don't get to. And how valuable and important it is to be able to grow food with breakdowns in supply chain that are very, very real. So that's great coming up. Also, again, all of these are linked up in the show notes. So come on over to robertscatbell.com/listen. There's a live chat room when we're on the air as well. It's a lot of fun. Great community of interaction. We also have our friends at Nutritional Frontiers that have brought to us U.S.-grown organic hemp CBD extracts, from gummies to topical transdermals to the oils that you can take. I take every day, as well as the capsules and the gel caps and things. So you have a lot of options there. If you go to CBDNF.com, you get a discount code. Is RSB15 to get 15% off anything from Nutritional Frontiers and their wonderful organic hemp CBD products. But also, when you sign up for the first time to be part of their family, so to speak, they'll send you a confirmation. And because you're a Robert Scott Bell Show family member, I will say that, we have arranged, and they're so kind, to send you samples of some of these things. And when you get them, take a picture with them, seriously, and send them into Super Don. Why? Because Super Don hangs them on his wall? No, because you'll be entered into a contest. Every month, we draw on the people who have sent those pictures in, and one person wins valuable prizes, and that is the organic CBD products as well. So check that out, CBDNF.com. And what else am I forgetting to announce today? Anything, other announcements?
I don't think so.
All right, for those in our radio audience on GCN, remember, we are live five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday from 3 o'clock to 5 or so Eastern time. And on Mondays, our second hour is simulcast on Brighteon.tv, which is actually on Roku. I saw that. We plugged in the Brighteon.tv channel on Roku, and we gave it 5 stars. So if you haven't done that, do that as well. And that's a lot of fun.
Yep, I've got it. I have an actual Roku TV, so it just put it right up there, and you can just click on it, and there you go. In fact, it's even interesting because apparently on the Brighteon app that you can get on the TV, you can watch the video, or you can set it up just to get the audio feed. Or something like that. Yeah, so it's really cool.
Sweet. All right, what's not sweet is, again, the division of society along medical experimentation lines. You think we would have learned something from Nazi Germany, right? Not good stuff, but good stuff that we wouldn't repeat. Let's just say it that way, but bad stuff we wouldn't repeat. But Victoria in Australia, and we have updates from time to time out of Australia of the police state that's happening there. Victoria is one of the states in Australia, and it's the first state to bar MPs, they call them, that are not jabbed from Parliament. So you've been elected in Victoria as an MP, part of the government. You meet in the Parliament, and you got elected, and now suddenly, even though you're elected, you can't come in here. We will bar you from entering the Parliament building because you refuse to get jabbed or let us know your vaccine status. How about that for a division? This is kind of like changing the rules for the union members in police, fire, airline, etc. Oh, we decided to change it so you can't come to work unless you're jabbed. Like, what? What? Where was that? Where did I sign on for that? So the upper house the other day voted to pass a bill requiring MPs and other staff to show proof of their vaccine status or be excluded from the building. Now, what is also interesting and controversial about this is that it's obvious for the pro-vax, pro-jab, pro-New World Order people in let's say, various levels of their Congress on the state level, much less federal in Australia, if they can bar the people who haven't gotten the jab, then you've also barred the opposition to these police state tactics. You've basically barred the people who might vote against more emergency powers for the centralized bureaucracies. And so I think that you have a just a great dilemma here that tyranny is showing its ugly face, but under the guise of protecting you, under the guise of helping you, we're from the government, we're only here to help. And we're seeing it manifest in Australia as obvious and overtly as you can get it, that tyranny comes under the guise of helping you. It's never, oh, we're here to conquer you. No, we're here to help you. What are these people that are standing in the way? They don't want us to help you. You should be against them, too. And then they start passing more onerous laws to restrict the freedom of those who are now outcasts of society, who are put in perhaps Jewish ghettos or now unvaxxed ghettos for Jews, Christians, Muslims, blacks, reds, yellows, aboriginals, anybody who refuses to become a medical experiment that violates the Nuremberg Code, because there is no, absolutely none, no informed consent, which allows for including the ability to say no without consequence. Oh, yeah, you could say no, but, hey, we'll put you on the camp over there. Again, a Western-style democracy. You think freedom, you think Australia, the Outback. But now even the Outback has become a prison planet, if you will. It's the Northern Territories. The guy that heads the Northern Territories, you talk about an Outback, and they're saying, well, everybody's got to be jabbed if you work anywhere with anybody that comes into contact with anyone. I can't make this stuff up, Super Don, and I'm sure with your cynicism or skepticism, let me say it more accurately, you'd be hard-pressed to believe this would have happened to Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I had a picture in my head, right, you know, as to what Australia was or what it was like. I've never been there. I don't know.
I have. You know, it's really great. Not anymore.
Kookaburras and...
Yeah. Kangaroos,
and you know, and crikey, you know,
deadly snakes and giant crocodiles.
I had no idea that they would go this far into things. And this is dirty politics, you know, what they're doing here with the MPs. Because, like you said, apparently, you know, if you reduce the numbers in their what they call the House that they have there, you know, an MP is basically the same thing as like a congressman or a senator. If you reduce the numbers in the House, then that means that they need less votes to pass things. And correct. They even went as far as trying to say, hey, look, you know, how about we do some rapid antigen tests or something? And that was rejected. So it really does seem like there's an effort being made here to try and
divide society.
Yeah.
All the way up in the governmental level so that you no longer have a voice, a say. So you think you're in a democracy. This is why, again, the danger of democracy. The difficulty in the United States to conquer us is the fact that we have a Second Amendment, which doesn't grant us the right to keep and bear arms, but prohibits the government from barring us to keep and bear arms, even though there are onerous restrictions that I believe violate the Second Amendment. I think that's becoming more obvious in certain states that understand the danger of government, which we'll get into that. I think because of this, we shall see a trend in America, maybe otherwise, to decentralize and defang the power of government to do things like we're witnessing. The things that our founding fathers warned us, if you let them, they will do horrific things to you. That's what governments devolved to do. Every form, especially when you don't honor the form that existed that, in America at least, was designed to protect rights, not violate them. Now, the Liberal MP, Bernie Finn, abstained from the vote, but he also said, I do not believe that there should be any mandate of the vaccination at all. I don't know why he abstained from the vote. I don't understand that. But he says, I believe that this is a breach of human rights. I believe that is something that we as a parliament should not be condoning. And he's apparently an anti-abortion campaigner as well. You don't hear that in liberal terms, anti-abortion, so I'm not sure that they have the same meaning of liberal, but that's been changed over the years too. But he said that everyone had the right to decide what they put into their bodies, and as adults, we all make our own medical choices. I am against, this is a key term here, or key sentence from Mr. Finn, I am against creating a separated society. The vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Look, amen. I mean, this is the thing when we talk about liberals in America, aren't they the ones the most vociferous trying to claim anybody who's not a liberal is racist and wants to separate society? Yet they're the most vociferous to speak out for, at this point, segregation, separating society out based on medical status. I mean, they wouldn't do that for people that supposedly had HIV or AIDS. That was horrible. But hey, if you don't want the jab, now you're worse than that. Now we can separate you out. Just stunning the reversal in terms of who is for segregation and who is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes on to say here, I will treat everyone the same, vaccinated or unvaccinated. I will not treat you like a social leper.
Right. But in Germany, let's go to another Western-style democracy in Germany. Supermarkets in the German state of Hesse can now block entry to the unvaccinated. How about that?
Well, you can't go grocery shopping.
Well, look, we remember just not long ago in America, they were refusing entry to people who wouldn't or couldn't wear masks.
Yep.
How far-fetched is it to believe that they would then eventually go, oh, I'm sorry, you're not jabbed. You can't come in here. Trader Joe's, sorry, you ain't coming in. And so they have these rules called 2G and 3G. I don't think it references a wireless technology. But they're also saying that we expect that this option will only be used, even though they're allowing it, refusal entry for people who are not jabbed. They're saying that we will likely what will happen is that some days businesses will cater to everyone, and other days they won't allow certain people in. But still, segregation, separation, discrimination. Can you say Germany? Oh, Germany. They didn't learn anything from – yeah. Huh? They didn't learn anything, apparently.
Interesting.
Pretty stunning what's happening here, Super D. Things you could say, oh, that wouldn't happen in a million years. It's happening again, and it's only 70, 80 years removed from the worst of humanity, exterminating others. And where this goes, follow the tracks of history into the boxcars. Or keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and wake up before it's too late and do something about it. We got to be back, wrap up first hour with Super Don here, me and you, and all of us. Come to RobertScottBell.com, and let's find out if there's some good news on the horizon in America about the perception of government's role in our lives.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, y'all. We've been talking a lot about the rise of tyranny today. The separated society, the segregationists are back. It's based on medical tyranny, and it's happening all over the planet. The world religion, not just the state-sanctioned world, the world religion is pharmaceutical mysticism. And if you fear germs, even the kind that you can't see without electron microscope, then you are vulnerable to a bodily takeover. Maybe they've already got you. I pray that you are going to wake up in time before it's too late. And the things we do here are to prevent these things and also to remediate things that have already happened. And one of those things is the concern I have for the flu and cold season. Not the cold and flu, but the antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming predicted by many physicians and scientists for those that did get the COVID jab or jabs. One of the things that you need to look into is the bioactive copper hydrosol, because it modulates cytokine storm systemically, and it could be the difference between surviving or not. That's my humble opinion. Also, our friends at CardioMiracle, nitric oxide production, safe, sustainable nitric oxide production with CardioMiracle and reduction of peroxynitrite, which you don't want. That formula does it. It's been double-blind, peer-reviewed. I mean, this is a peer-reviewed article that you can see what is happening here, what we got. We've got many options for you to stay strong and be well. And next hour, just a heads up, we are going to go down under and hear from our friend Meryl Dory. She's an American that's lived in Australia for decades. If you want to see how bad it can get, it's Australia. Could it happen in America? Yes, if we continue to be sheeple. But as we wrap up this hour, there's one more story here I want to get to out of the Gallup. They did a Gallup poll, and they asked Americans, you know, do you feel like you want the government to do more or less in our lives? Do you want a reduced role for government or an increased role for government? And apparently the trend is good again, because it shifted back from pre-Biden when Trump was in, when apparently a lot of people were going in the early COVID, I want the government to do more. You got to do more. You got to save us. And now they're going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe that wasn't such a good idea. And the trend is flipping significantly, but not as far as I'd like it to go. But they acknowledge in this Gallup poll that more Americans have typically preferred a limited government role to an active one, but more Americans now, percentage-wise, over the majority, feel that there's too much rather than too little regulation of business, for instance, and that believe overall that the government is too powerful. Well, it's a start. It's a weak start, because this has been happening over decades, perhaps you can argue, since the progressive era movement of the late 19th century, which is covered in Jonathan Emord's book, The Authoritarians. Jonathan Emord appears with us every Thursday when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But Superdons, we've got a couple of minutes to wrap up the hour here. What do you think? The trend is positive? It's reversing a little bit? Maybe people are realizing, oh, maybe we shouldn't have given the government this much power.
It's a slim majority. They're looking at 52% are saying that the government is doing too many things and should be left to individuals and businesses. Mm-hmm. I would say this, you know, this is a direct result of be careful what you wish for.
Right.
That we saw over the last year and a half, 2 years, or however long it's been now, where people suddenly realize, oh, man, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea, you know, having the government come in here and take control of everything and tell us what to do and what not to do and, you know, lock us down and all that stuff. So I think that's probably what is going on here. Now, what kind of retention are we going to get on this trend? You know, is this something where people are going to suddenly get a case of Alzheimer's and forget? And then go back to wanting the government to, you know, do everything for them and giving them all the handouts and all that stuff.
Why are we such an amnesia-filled species? We can't remember anything. Are we smoking too much pot? What's happening?
Something's going on.
I'm not, but I mean, the thing is, the memory. I think it's, again, it's the agenda. It's how they play us. It's how they get us to forget and pretend and smooth us over. They do. They drug us. They give us refined sugars.
Yeah.
You know, it's like free crack on the corner from government, right? We're gonna keep you just happy enough to not pay attention to what's happening until it gets difficult and uncomfortable enough that you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And this is the point as a wrap up hour one here. When you become uncomfortable enough, you may decide to move from your place of comfort that has become discomfort and choose freedom. Dangerous freedom over bogus safety. That is never really assured by the federal government or any government agency. That happens by your faith and trust in the Spirit and God and living according to those guidelines, not necessarily of a secular government that can make rules that are damaging to your health and safety and life itself and that of your children. Thanks for being here. Hour one is done. We're back in an hour or two, just a moment, going down under to find out what tyranny is like in Australia right now. Thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.